Today on the Tech Bytes podcast, we talk with network as a service provider, Nile. Nile aims to streamline network deployment and operations by providing a complete network service. That means it performs the site survey, it provides the switches and access points, it brings the gear on-prem, it deploys it, and then it provides ongoing monitoring and optimization. The company also integrates things like zero trust and micro-segmentation capabilities. So today we're going to dig into Nile's approach. We're going to explore how it differentiates from traditional networking solutions and touch on some forthcoming announcements. My guest is Austin Hawthorne. He is VP Worldwide Solution Architects at Nile. Austin, welcome to the podcast. So, you know, I gave that quick overview of Nile in the intro, but let's dig in a little more about how Nile operates, what it provides.
Yeah, absolutely true. To dig in a little bit more about what Nile is, you know, we kind of talk a bit about network as a service, but I want to break that apart a little bit because what the market has come to know as network as a service isn't what they likely expect from anything labeled as a service. Mm-hmm. If we think of anything labeled as a service, we think about IaaS and PaaS from the cloud providers, the storage compute, you know, providers that are in a cloud like Amazon, GCP, Azure, you know, what have you. We think about SaaS vendors like, you know, Salesforce or Office 365. And if you think about those technologies, I fundamentally believe that's what customers come to expect from anything labeled as a service. The outcomes that they drive are they basically get technology, storage, compute, applications, you know, whatever it might be, that they're able to consume at the pace of their business without having to incur all the cost and complexities of that technology stack. And what's most important about if we think about that cloud analogy is the technology stack that those providers use to deliver that technology to those customers is not the traditional products and applications that those customers were actually building, buying, and operating themselves. They had to innovate from the ground up to get rid of all of the complexities, to build in security, to build in agility, to build in the ability to allow them to update it as quickly as they needed to update it to ensure that, you know, that network, that technology stack was always able to meet the customer's needs at the pace of the customer's business. The challenge in this marketplace is customers are looking for other areas of the IT stack to get those same type of outcomes. And what they've come to learn or expect from the industry as it relates to NAS is that it's just a packaging exercise. It's not like what they hear from, you know, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. It's more of, hey, here's the traditional technology wrapped up, you know, with traditional day zero, day one, day two services wrapped up into a financial lease that turns it into a monthly payment. That's just more of the same because somebody still needs to configure it, design it, architect it, operationalize it, patch it, tune it, right, et cetera. It still has all of those traditional complexities. We just moved it from one place to a different place. And over the last three decades, we've tried that. And it doesn't deliver networking, you know, that, you know, keeps pace with the customer's business.
Yeah, so let's dig into that. Because so when I think of as a service, I think of generally doing something in the cloud. And often there is no hardware, no on-prem component, but Nile is doing both. It's a cloud model, but there is also on-prem equipment. There's switches, there's APs and so on that you deliver, but it's operated in the cloud by Nile.
That is correct. I mean, it's essentially like a hybrid cloud model. You know, I like using a lot of analogies to what customers know because, you know, again, what they've been told about NAS isn't necessarily what they should expect from anything called NAS. So if you think about hybrid cloud is I've got some on-prem components, I've got a cloud component, mm-hmm. and I've got a vertically integrated stack between that cloud component and that on-prem component. Right. And ultimately, what that cloud stack does, that hybrid cloud component does, is we eliminate the complexities. We, you know, build in lifecycle operations with a lot of AI automation. And we'll talk more about that as we go through the podcast to essentially deliver that technology stack. In our case, it's on-prem networking, you know, the LAN edge side of the house that enables a customer to have networking that works for them at the pace of their business with all the things they expect to be built in there, like security, for example, that they've had a hard time consuming in the past without worrying about all the burden and the costs, et cetera. They just get networking that they can consume.
Yeah, so let's talk about how this is different from other solutions. I think one way it is, you're not just like letting the customer set up any old equipment and you run it. Nile has actually built out purpose-built equipment for this approach.
We've had to build out our own equipment because if I try to take anybody else's switch or AP or router or visibility solution or automation solution or NAC solution off the shelf, I would actually have to deal with all that complexity. Mm-hmm. And You know, you got to dig into this. There's a lot of nuance to it, but I think your audience would know when we talk about complexity, things that go into, you know, config and getting the golden config and maintaining the golden config. When we think about patch management and bug scrubs and upgrades, when we think about uptime and availability, when we think about the cost of acquiring technology, refreshing, upgrading, scaling technology, when we think about securing that technology, all of that is complexity that customers have to deal with. And I personally would have to deal with that if I just try to take a piece of hardware off the shelf from another vendor and try to wrap automation around it. Our customers, the world, is trying to do that today. They're trying to take something that is complex, like automation, and trying to wrap it around, you know, the complex networking stack to try to solve, you know, the problems that are underneath. What we've done is said, listen, we can't just continue to wrap cost complexity around cost complexity. We first have to actually solve the underlying source of the issues, the complexity. You know, what if we can get rid of the golden config? What if we can get rid of the config mistakes that happen in a CLI? What if we can get rid of some of the architectural challenges that happen with layer two?
Okay, so I get what you're saying. Can you sort of help me understand then the boundaries where how is Nile operating the network for me? What do I as a network engineer do? How do you split those responsibilities if we're talking about sort of this cloud model where you're managing a network from the cloud?
Yeah, and good question, Drew. And I want to keep on kind of referencing back to, you know, something customers, you know, likely know, and that's, you know, that IaaS or PaaS type model. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what Nile's doing is delivering that co-managed model for on-prem networking. So as I mentioned earlier, it's a cloud-native stack, much like a, you know, that storage compute that Amazon is providing, where we get to enable lifecycle management at scale. You know, being able to roll out patches, upgrades, tuning, optimizations at scale to all of our customers with minimal to no impact in customer environments, much like you would expect from anything that's labeled cloud. That's the innovation that we've built behind the scenes, and that's what a lot of the AI automation, you know, that we're talking about lately goes on behind the scenes. Now, once I deliver that networking stack to a customer, think of it as a networking instance. I then hand the keys to the customer, much like they take, you know, the keys from that EC2 instance, mm-hmm. to do what they need to with that networking stack. This is the customer's network without all of the burden. So if the once I, you know, get this network instance up and running in a customer environment, that hybrid cloud model we touched on a couple of times, now in the cloud portal, the customer's tenant, they now have the ability to do what they want to with that networking stack. Being able to set up the subnets, the segmentation, the SSIDs, the integration into their ITSM systems, alerting systems, ticketing systems, those type of things. It's their network, right? Just without all of that burden.
Okay, so then what is it that Nile's doing for me on the management or operation side? You mentioned things like OS upgrades.
Yeah, it's really making sure that that networking stack is always up to date and able to and scaled and secure to ensure that it's meeting the customer's needs. You know, ultimately, we fundamentally believe that a lot of customer environments, you know, they're behind on patches, they're behind on upgrades, they're behind on refreshes, they're behind on optimizations. And there's too much time that's spent doing all of those functions, even though they're not done as often as a customer likely would want them. And there's too many issues that are due to those not keeping up to date on those. There's too much time being spent on, is my config correct and managing golden configs and patch management? All of that goes away, right? Ultimately, this network stack is put into a customer environment. It's deployed in a high capacity, highly resilient type of model. It's the best capable APs and switches and visibility that's available on the market today that a customer can just consume without all that burden I mentioned. And we back that up with three SLAs. All the automation that we've done behind the scenes and the architecture that we've put in place, we back that up with three meaningful SLAs around that guarantee performance, around capacity, availability, and coverage. And that gives the customer the reassurance that this network is ready to meet their needs, and now they can do what they need to with it.
Okay, so what happens, for example, if, you know, Nile has come out, built the network, it's up and running, and my end users are going around day to day, and then someone says, hey, you know, my laptop can't connect to the Wi-Fi. What happens to that complaint? Where does it go? Is it something that I solve? Is it something that Nile solves?
That's a great question, Drew. And I'm going to take a step back before I answer that question directly. The first thing to understand is if the customer has a network built, operated, maintained by Nile with all the architectural advantages that I've built in, fundamentally, the network issues, the large source of the network issues, config issues, known bugs that were fixed 2 years ago at another customer that just wasn't patched in my environment, topology change issues due to spanning tree and loops and broadcast, all those issues go away. So our customers are realizing up to 100% reduction in network-related tickets in their environment, which means users are realizing less issues. Now, the next thing that comes up is, okay, what if the issue isn't the network? What if the issue is something outside the network? The visibility that's built into the Nile service block that customers do not have to configure, maintain, they can just consume this visibility, is proactive visibility into where the problem might be, even if it's not in the Nile network. Whether it's with the network services, the applications, the connectivity, they have visibility to know when those issues are happening without waiting for a user to call in a ticket, which means that the remaining tickets, they detect quicker and resolve quicker without waiting for a user to call in a trouble ticket. The last bucket is falls into the question you asked. The remaining issues that are left that can't be fundamentally eliminated or proactively detected and resolved, that's when the user is going to call in a trouble ticket. We want to even enable and support that in a better fashion that most customers realize today. Part of that is some user self-service. There is a period of time that users experience an issue and go through some level of frustration before they get frustrated enough to call the help desk. What if we gave them a self-service portal, the users that use the network, that allow them to see in a very non-techie sort of way whether or not their connectivity is good enough, video grade, et cetera, to give them some reassurances as whether or not the network's good or not, and if there is an issue. And if there is an issue still that they're feeling, the ability to click and open up a ticket with the help desk. This way we can arm the help desk with the information they need to know without asking a bunch of frustrating questions to a non-tech savvy user, so they know where to start hunting for to track down that issue.
Can you give me the sense of the visibility that I would get through the Nile portal if I'm the network engineer sort of in charge of this network?
Yeah, so essentially the IT admin, the network engineer, et cetera, is going to see every user and device that's connected to the network, all the relevant stats that they're going to need to troubleshoot any kind of connectivity issues, whether it be authentication issues, association issues, DHCP issues, could be layer one issues, signal noise ratio, retry rates, could be roaming issues, could be service discovery issues. All of that visibility is literally one click away with inside the Nile portal. That's all from a reactive state. From a proactive state, they have visibility into the availability and the performance of network services like DHCP, DNS, Radius. They have visibility from visibility into the availability and performance of the connectivity, the internet connectivity, all the way through to the applications that the users are using in their environment. Is the CRM available? Is the point of sale system available? Is it responding well, or is it slow? All of that proactive visibility, we're running synthetic checks constantly and providing alerting and visibility to those network engineers and IT admins to let them know where those issues are.
Okay, so we mentioned in the intro that you've got some announcements coming up. Do you want to get into those?
Yeah, some big announcements. And, it's big announcements for us to project out to the market and the market to hear and see. But frankly, it's announcements that about technology we've already had behind the scenes. I mentioned a couple of times, Drew, that we had to build a cloud native stack to deliver these types of outcomes to our customers. To build that, we had to first eliminate a large source of the issues. But once we had a cleaner slate and a common data structure, then we built in a lot of telemetry and automation on top of that telemetry to be able to detect and resolve issues without a human getting involved, even on our side, to be able to deliver those predictable outcomes at scale to all of our customers, to be able to deliver against those SLAs. It's that automation, that telemetry, that instrumentation, that common data structure, what we can learn from that, what we can infer from that, and how we can automatically use that information to detect issues and resolve issues without even a NOC engineer on my side getting involved, thus reducing or eliminating productivity issues or availability issues on the customer side of the network. It's that automation, that AI, and that architecture that we're bringing to the forefront. Frankly, Drew, we weren't talking a lot about that before. We were talking a lot about the service and the outcomes it drives and, hey, don't really worry about what's going on behind the scenes. We built this architecture. It's all about the outcomes in the service. But what we found is that customers absolutely care about what's going on behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Right?
and this launch is all about, let's show you what's actually going on behind the scenes, the architecture we built in all of its glory to get customers to realize how cloud native networking should actually be done.
So you mentioned the magic word of AI. What does that mean in the Nile context for your backend operations?
So there's, you know, we're doing a lot of streaming analytics, bulk analytics. We're doing a little bit of, you know, learning, you know, behind the scenes to be able to determine, you know, are there certain aspects in the environment that are triggers of something about to fail? We don't wait for it to fail, but can we identify things that are likely causing some performance issues in the environment, likely, you know, indicators of something starting to degrade, starting to fail, you know, et cetera. It's those, all of that is streaming telemetry as well as bulk that we're pulling in and running.
This is all pulling up into some kind of cloud data lake, I'm assuming, because of this hybrid cloud model. And you can gather all that data and then start doing analytics against it, trying to do things like predictive analytics and so on.
Absolutely. And that's one of the fundamental reasons we had to build this from the ground up, Drew, because if we just try to pull in or try to build AI and automation on top of disparate systems with disparate data structures, with different code versions and all this other stuff, it's an impossible game to play, right? But if we build this from the ground up to have a common data structure feeding into a common data lake, right? And all of our customers are running a common hardware and software stack and a common architecture, their SSIDs, their subnets and everything else absolutely will be different. But the underlying architecture itself is a common data structure feeding into this. It allows us to actually be more scalable and more effective at our AI and automation efforts.
Yeah, I think, you know, engineers on their own who are trying to engage with network automation and maybe even network orchestration are realizing what an issue this whole, what sounds so simple, a data model is when you're talking about disparate systems, trying to get these systems to sort of represent common data elements in the same way is actually a really hard issue.
It's totally hard. I mean, we have a slide and I can't put it on this podcast, but as you can imagine, if you think about the different systems that go into quote unquote networking, right? At least the piece of the networking that I'm looking at today, I would have to pull in, you know, into a data store feeds from not just the APs and the access switches and the distribution switches and the routers and the firewalls and the visibility solutions and the NAC solutions and the network management solutions and the config management, patch management, you know, all these different pieces and parts that are from multitude of different vendors that are running a multitude of different software versions. If one little thing changes, one little thing, one patch gets updated for this one particular component of this, and if something in that data structure changes, I've got to start over. Uh-huh. Something breaks, right? And that's what I talked about earlier in the podcast, Drew, about, you know, today's automation, at least as it relates to networking, I'm adding cost complexity on top of cost complexity, right? I'm trying to find a needle in a stack of needles. And if one person makes one little change, you know, my problem gets, you know, that much more difficult to try to solve.
So I understand you've got an event coming up this April where you will sort of pull the covers off what's going on in the back end with this AI capability, yes?
Absolutely. So April 16th is the date. If your listeners want to go to insights.nilesecure.com/broadcast, they'll be able to sign up for this event. And we're going to be doing not only double-clicking on everything I kind of teased out here to what's going on behind the scenes, the multiple systems we have behind the scenes, a little bit more about this data structure, but even examples of this AI and automation in motion, right? And what, you know, we're going to probably give 5 or 6 or 7 different examples of what this really means to our customers, what it means to the end users, what it means to the as-built network, and why it matters. So they'll get, you know, true exposure into all of that.
All right. One more time. That's insights.nilesecure.com/broadcast, April 16th. Will there be also a replay if I can't make it to the 16th event?
I'm pretty sure we'll be recording it and people will be able to sign up for it. Yep.
All right, Austin. Well, we ran out of time, but hopefully we whet some folks' appetites about Nile to find out more about the company. If you are interested, you can go to nilesecure.com or again, sign up for that April 16th live event, insights.nilesecure.com/broadcast. But that is our time for today. So thank you, Austin, for joining us. And thanks to Nile for being a Packet Pusher sponsor. Most importantly, thank you for listening. Packet Pushers has a wealth of free podcasts and blogs aimed at your professional development. You can find them all at packetpushers.net or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also join our free Slack community. That's at packetpushers.net/community. And if you're on the job market or you have a position you're looking to fill, check out our new job board at jobs.packetpushers.net. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.